ATC is go.
Thank you, Boost is go.
ATC is go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
STU is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Brightside Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. Good evening. It's Tuesday, the 12th of January. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig. And right now, as I'm sitting here, you know, going on air, I feel my blood pressure rising, and I feel like I'm just going to blow a gasket here.
I know exactly how you feel. I'm right there. I'm rowing the boat with you.
Because what Mitch McConnell just said, I almost feel like throwing something at the television. That son of a bitch. And I'm sorry for my language, folks, but I'd like to say a lot worse.
Oh, Diane, don't worry about that. Most people that listen to us probably don't speak French.
That's true.
Just saying.
What that SOB just said, he thinks that impeachment may make it easier to purge Trump from the GOP. Well, and who goes along with him is Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, and assorted other House Republicans. These people are a disgrace. I just can't listen to this crap, Craig. I cannot believe this is happening in our country.
Well, here's the deal, okay? Mitch McConnell thinks that impeaching Trump will rid the GOP of Trump. Now, he might be right, but it will also take 75 million voters away from the GOP. At which point, what does the GOP have left?
If the GOP is going to be the reason for Trump getting impeached, I will leave the GOP. And until Trump has his own party, I'll become an independent.
I guarantee you. You got a lot of stuff pinging over there at your end of the
That's all my feeds coming in, and I have everything shut down to low. No volume, basically, and yet it's still coming through.
Well, we know why that is.
Yeah, because this phone isn't working right.
Exactly. The phone was at least as damaged as you were when you got hit by the car.
That's true. And because of legalities, folks, they told me hold off on getting a new one until the case is settled.
Folks, you have no idea. But, you know, since this all took place in at the end of May.
May 30th.
Yeah. I can't tell you. I can't even begin to tell you folks how many times Diana said, my phone's not working right. And she's trying to shut it off or she's trying to turn it on. It won't do what it's supposed to do. She's trying to send me a text or send somebody else a message. And, you know, I mean, and that's why when I hear the pinging, I know what's happening at that end.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, well, for whatever reasons, they, as long as it's working, they said, please don't get the phone yet. So, okay, I'm listening.
Well, and I,
who knows how much longer the damaged one's actually going to hold out before it starts bringing
then
satellites.
Then I'll have to get another one, and they will have to reimburse whatever I get.
Yeah, I mean, it could start crashing satellites. It gets much worse. Okay, so here's the deal. If the idea here is to purge the GOP of Trump, then the idea must also be to purge the GOP of all Trump voters.
I think the two go hand in hand.
Exactly.
Now, the only happy note that I've heard all day about this is Joe Manchin has publicly come out and said he will not vote to impeach President Trump.
Well, that's one Democrat. The problem is there's a whole bunch of Republicans that are lining up to do it.
Yeah, led by Mitch McConnell and Mitch Romney.
And Lynn Cheney.
And Lynn Cheney, yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Dick Cheney's daughter, who would have thought?
Well, look, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, right? All the Bushes are against Trump, so that doesn't surprise me.
I know. And I mean, here, Jonathan Turley is against it. Alan Dershowitz is against it. Democrats are saying this is wrong. It's constitutionally wrong. It's constitutionally wrong.
It is. Turley's right. Dershowitz is right. You know, I mean, look, here's how this is going to go down, folks. And it's Tuesday night. Tomorrow they're going to vote in the House on impeachment. That's what it looks like right now. Here's the problem for the Marxists, the liberals, the socialists, and the rhinos. Okay? Right now, the Senate is in recess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're having those, what they call, pro forma sessions of the Senate, one every 3 days, I think it is. They don't come out of recess until January 19th.
Right.
All right. For them to do any business, such as hold an impeachment trial, all 100 senators, 100% of them, have to vote to do it. That's not going to happen.
No.
All right. So the soonest the Senate can entertain any of this would be the 19th. And to do it on the 19th, they would have to have Chief Justice John Roberts presiding over the Senate next Tuesday.
Right.
Okay. That's probably not going to happen. All right.
No,
so,
however.
Oh, go ahead.
There's a little linchpin in there. Nancy Pelosi actually said she will put off the impeachment and impeach him after he leaves office. However, okay, according to Alan Dershowitz, and like I said, he's a Democrat, he has dismissed the notion that Trump can be impeached after leaving office. He's noted that the Constitution specifically says the president shall be removed from office upon impeachment. It does not say a former president, and that's the big difference. If he's already out of office and she brings it up, he's a former president. Congress actually has no power to impeach or try a private citizen, which he would be at that point.
Except,
so all of this is a dog and pony show. You know, they're trying to flex their political muscle, but it's going to get them nowhere. It's actually going to make we 74 million Trump supporters more angry. And strong.
Well, I understand. Okay. But, here's the deal. They can impeach a private citizen. There is precedent for it.
Not according to Dershowitz.
Well, I understand not according to Dershowitz, but there is precedent for it. Now, it wasn't a president that was impeached. I believe it was a Supreme Court justice.
Yes. Yes. That was
done. This goes back to the 1800s. I think. And that guy, and his name escapes me at this point, but they were bringing articles of impeachment against him. A day before the House voted, he resigned.
It was for medical reasons, if I'm remembering the case correctly. And then certain adjuncts were made to that part. And that's why Dershowitz is saying that that cannot be done now. And that was, like you said, a Supreme Court justice. It was not the president. So I think everything was taken care of after that happened. And I don't think that Congress can impeach a former president.
They're sure going to try.
They're going to try their damnedest. You know that. The party that wants unity is now fracturing the country even worse than it is.
Right. Right. Now, that Supreme Court justice, that was Samuel Chase.
Okay.
And that was 1805. Now, as I said, he resigned a day before the House voted to impeach him. He then was a private citizen. And a few days later, the Senate took it up and actually held the trial. Now, the Senate acquitted him. Okay, roughly half the Senate voted to impeach him, the other half did not. But as we all know, it takes two-thirds of the Senate for that to become a done deal. But they held the trial in the Senate, even though at that point he was a private citizen. Now, how that plays out in a case like this, I don't know.
It might be different when it's concerning a president. But the thing that gets me more angry about all of this, I cannot tell you how many times I listened to President Trump's speech from beginning to end. Never once did he say, storm the White House, Capitol. Never once did he say insurrection. Did he say, let's mob? Mob rule. Never once did he say any of that. He said, let's go and walk to the Capitol to support our brave congressmen and women. That's not insurrection. And no one, not one media source has brought that up.
You're absolutely correct. You're 100%. You're 100% correct. Now, here's
Except
something.
Us.
Here's, yeah, well, you know, this isn't the first time that's happened.
No, it isn't.
Okay. Here's what impeaching him at this point would accomplish. He would lose his $200,000 for life pension.
He wouldn't care about that.
Wouldn't care. Excuse me. He'll lose his $1 million a year travel allowance.
He doesn't care about that.
He will lose his lifetime full Secret Service detail.
Yeah, he could buy better than the Secret Service.
You know, it's funny you say that because I kind of thought that same thing earlier today. I thought, well, you know, he can afford his own private. Mm-hmm. You know. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people, including Pelosi and a lot of the Democrats, are saying this. They're saying if they impeach him now, he won't be able to run in 2024.
That's what they're hoping for.
It's not true.
Correct.
Okay. In fact, if you want the honest truth about it, Trump would only lose his pension if both the House and the Senate vote to impeach him, and mm-hmm. then the Senate voted to remove him from office. But right. impeachment itself, without removal, would not result in being denied any benefits.
That's how Bill Clinton got away with it.
If he's already out of office, they can't remove him from office.
Right.
Number two, the law makes it clear that presidents who have lifetime Secret Service protection never get a $1 million travel allowance.
Okay.
Okay. It's unclear, point number three, whether or not Trump would actually lose his lifetime Secret Service protection, even if the Senate votes to remove him and prohibit him from running. And even if the Senate does vote to remove Trump, it would not prohibit him from running in 2024. For the Senate to ban him from the presidency, it would have to be, they would have to hold an additional vote on that question.
That alone. Well, this Senate, the way it stands right now, being, now in Democrat control, that's very scary. Will they get the 2/3? I don't know. It's just the fact is these people that supported Trump took the media's word for what he said, something he never said. No one has bothered to listen to the speech again. That's the problem. No. They are taking the media's words. The media is complicit in this. But you know what gets me even madder?
What's that?
The thing you and I were talking about this afternoon.
Well, and I'm gonna get to that in just a minute. But you just said something that's very important on a couple of different levels, and I don't want to slide by.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. If you haven't seen or heard the full speech, you can go to rspradio1.com. Click on videos; it's the top one.
Yes.
Okay, that's
uncut,
the easiest.
Unedited, yep. Full speech.
Full thing. Now, here's the big thing, okay? According to the liberals and according to the media, what President Trump did was, and use your air quotes, incite a riot by the wording of his speech.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, mm-hmm. Here's the problem. It's a mile and a half from the Ellipse, that's where the speech took place, to the Capitol. Mile and a half. Now, I don't know, folks, if you've ever walked in a big crowd, but big crowds don't move very fast.
Correct.
Okay? So it would take approximately, at a decent clip for a big crowd, it would take approximately a half an hour to get from the Ellipse to the Capitol building. All right? The Capitol was breached 20 minutes before Trump's speech ended. Right. Now, you add 30 minutes to that, okay, that's 50 minutes, 10 minutes shy of an hour. The speech itself lasted an hour and 11 minutes. That means those people, were they at the speech to hear President Trump speak, had to leave the speech less than 10 minutes after the speech began.
Was over an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to be in the Capitol 20 minutes before the speech ended.
It makes absolutely no sense. And I'm going to explain that in my article tonight. But Craig, this thing that while you were watching his speech at the Alamo,
which was no great shakes, by the way. I mean, he talked about the wall. He was thanking ICE. He was thanking border agents. He was he mentioned the fact that the 25th Amendment doesn't have any consequence for him, and the impeachment is just a continuation of the witch hunt. And then he moved back into talking about the wall. So it was no great shakes. What were you watching while I was watching that?
I was watching an FBI news conference, and folks, let me tell you, if I could have thrown something at the TV and hit one of those bastards right in the face, I would have done it. Number one, they are filthy liars, the FBI right now. They need to be purged completely. What one of the speakers actually said was, every Democrat condemned the riots this summer. Really?
Bull.
Kamala Harris egged them on. Nancy Pelosi egged them on. Michelle Obama thought they were wonderful and egged them on. We have the quotes of what they said. This FBI is so corrupt. It's really astounding, astonishing.
Hell, Kamala Harris not only egged them on, but she was donating money to bail them out of jail.
Yes. And this FBI guy, I guess he's the acting head maybe right now or just right under that. He had the nerve to stand there straight-faced. The Democrats were against the riots all summer. Really? Then why were cities, blocks of cities burned to the ground? Why were businesses destroyed? Why were people murdered? And you did nothing? The FBI, he was saying, oh, we did this and we did this and we did that. They did nothing. They allowed it to happen. The worst thing that we're going to see now is a Biden administration. And folks, if you think it's bad now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Apparently, the FBI had the same crack team investigating what happened at the Capitol last week that's been investigating Hillary's emails for the last several
years.
Exactly.
It's one in the same. Maybe a different head honcho, but it's one in the same.
We can't
find
any...
about the rank and file agents. We are talking the hierarchy here.
Right. I mean, you know, we can't find any evidence of Antifa in the Capitol riot. We can't find Hillary's emails.
Right. No, but the guy was, you know, one of the touch points was a QAnon operative.
Right.
You know, and this is sick, folks.
You know, well, look, remember, Diane, when we met here in this very place on Friday night, I told you that 3 hours after I posted who that QAnon guy was, the FBI was asking for the public's help in identifying him.
Yeah. Not only did they not know who he was, they didn't even, you know, had no idea of his name or anything. This FBI is useless. These are Obama holdovers. The worst thing that President Trump did, and it's only because he's not a politician, so you cannot blame him. But when he entered office, he should have purged everything of all Obama people. Obama did that when he took office after Bushy. He purged. There's nothing wrong with purging.
No, not in this case. You know, he should have.
He should have. And that's another reason why last week I brought this up. I really think there's someone in his inner circle that's working against him.
It makes you wonder. It really does, you know.
Yeah.
This situation right now is made all the more goofy by the fact that Biden's inaugural theme has something to do with unity.
We
are all united.
Farce.
I mean, give me a freaking break.
I didn't know when you know, take away 74 million people, that means you're united.
Well, did
you know that, Craig?
Last week, Biden was referring to conservatives as Nazis.
Right.
But we're all united. It's all one big happy family now.
I cannot believe that this is happening to our country, folks. We've got big tech thinking they are the purveyors of what we can say and what we cannot say. We've got a man who is medically unfit for office going to take the presidency. He won't be in it for long because Obama's suck puppet, Kamala Harris, is going to be president. Where the hell has everything gone wrong? And you know the bottom line? A good part of it falls on the media.
Well, the media and social media, absolutely.
They're all lumped in together. All the media.
Did you hear today who weighed into the whole social media thing?
Well, I heard a couple of people. Elon Musk is not thrilled with them.
Elon Musk is pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, to put it mildly, yes.
Elon Musk stuck it to Silicon Valley tech. Okay.
Yes.
Remember, folks, he moved out of Silicon Valley a couple of months ago and moved to Texas, right? And he ignited today kind of a social media storm, if you will. People are starting to think that with all of his billions, over $185 billion he's worth, they're thinking he may start his own social media platform.
Well, Elon Musk is now officially the world's richest man. And you know, President Trump, from what we're hearing from Donald Trump Jr., will be starting a social media platform.
Well, and it makes you wonder if he won't go into business or go into partnership on this with a guy like Elon Musk, because he and Musk get along.
Yeah, but I have a feeling he's going to do it alone. He's got the money to buy servers.
Well, he
does.
I don't think
that's any problem. And I think in this particular case, he probably like it under his auspices alone.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but, you know, I think what Trump wants is something bigger than just owning his own servers and having a social media site. I think he wants a full-blown media site.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And he could do it just with his wealth alone.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs anybody else. Maybe other people will come on board. But I don't think he needs anybody else to put this together.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised, given Elon Musk's tech accomplishments and everything, that he doesn't go to Elon Musk and say, "Hey, you want a piece of the action here?" Yeah, he won't let anybody own a majority of it. You know,
he might.
But
I mean, all I know is Trump needs a party of his own.
Right.
The Republicans have been a disgrace. I'm sorry to see what happened to the GOP. I thought we were different than the Democrats, but the likes of Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and all the other assorted Republicans, they have really sullied the party, disgraced the party, and this country. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Don't leave my Senator Ben Sasshole out of this.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Don't leave Ben Sasshole out.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
The holdout Blue Dogs, the holdout Kennedy Democrats need to come over to the Trump Party when it's formed. You hear that, Joe?
Come
and I'm talking
over.
Joe Manchin, not Joe Biden.
Come on over. Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know. All right, folks, here's what we got coming up on the show for you tonight. About 32 minutes or so from right now, I'm going to be talking about liberals are idiots. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
As you might believe from that title, on that piece of commentary, there will be snark.
Mm-hmm. A wee bit.
And in just a couple of minutes, Diane, you've got it with The Siege by Its Rightful Name.
And who's behind it? Yes.
Folks, you want to buckle up and hang on. It's going to be a little bit like a wagon going downhill without brakes, but you're going to get a lot of useful information out of tonight's show, and you don't want to miss a minute of it.
So yes, and we're mad as hell.
And we're not going to take it anymore.
No.
Folks, you stay where you are. We'll work it from our end. And there's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right,
and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot. And Diane Sori right over there at the Patriot Factory. Glad to have you on board with us tonight, folks. We got a lot of stuff to get out to you tonight, and we hope you'll stick with us through the entire show. It is the 12th of January, and we are 100% live. Okay, so there's a little kerfluffle at the nation's capital nearly a week ago, and people in media have been calling it the siege. But you don't think that's the right name for it?
Not at all. And let's start by saying they're simply tyrants. Social media and mainstream media tyrants who anointed themselves the judge and jury of us all. You know their names. Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Google, CNN and their assorted alphabet kin, all maliciously silencing our president's voice. And know many of our conservative voices will most surely be next. So we best speak out now before we too are forever media silenced. And I'll start the ball rolling by saying there is a critical truth missing about who really was behind the Capitol's so-called siege. And it's not President Trump, like the media gang and Democrats want us to believe. Remember, times are different today, as is the mindset. A mindset now media controlled more times than not, yet hearkening back to bygone days when not only did rats desert many a sinking ship, but with traitors in high places remaining as they always were, cowards and nothing less. And while some in the political arena are indeed all talk, but thankfully little to no action, overt cowardliness is something we never expected to see from those whom we thought would stand strong with our president. Stand strong, especially in his time of political need, for they know as well as do you and I that this was an election stolen, with court-stated reasoning regarding procedural upheavals and technicalities be damned. And these cowards turned on our president in the 11th hour, Senate and House cowards, who went back on their promise to oppose the electoral confirmation vote as they ran away as the going got tough because of the actions of but a few, along with administration rats now deserting the sinking ship with only 2 weeks left in the Trump presidency to go. Something no one saw coming. Now imagine if this had happened when the war for independence was being fought, with cowards deserting George Washington, or when brother picked up sword against brother at the height of President Lincoln's hard-fought Civil War. What a vastly different and sorrowful nation we'd be today if said imagining had instead been fact. And it all started on January 6th, before the joint session of Congress was to convene, when President Trump's words to the multitudes gathered in D.C. were media twisted out of context, Trump never said storm the Capitol. And I've included the full speech in my article as proof, only to become the media stated catalyst for setting into motion both riots of sort and a breach of the Capitol building. And in an attack that was carried out by but a few, an attack which stopped the electoral certifying for hours and sent lawmakers fleeing to the safety of their offices, Republicans in both houses, Republicans who had supported President Trump, now turned on our president and joined Democrats to not only denounce the violence, which that's a rightful thing to do, but to carry out what they erroneously consider to be their constitutionally sacrosanct duty by then certifying an election they knew well reeked of both overt voter and election fraud. And while I believe that we can rightfully surmise that Obama's string pulling probably was behind all the cleverly crafted mayhem, after all, he has been a shadowy thorn in Trump's side since the day Hillary lost his then de facto third term in office. The simple fact is that there are certain oddities tied into the carnage's beginnings that need answers to. And Craig, one such oddity is why was Nancy Pelosi's uber-liberal, Dutch-born son-in-law, Michael Voss, seemingly at ground zero on the day of the fray?
Well, not only was Voss there, it's who he was pictured there with that makes it even more questionable, don't you think?
Exactly. And the person that the FBI couldn't figure out who it was, he was 33-year-old QAnon operative Jake Angeli. His real name is Jacob Anthony Chansley. Right after having had his picture taken with Mr. Voss, was allowed access into the Capitol building in the minutes before the so-called siege started taking place, something which should raise eyebrows to say the very least, for the timing is just too coincidental. And also needing an answer is why did Voss then spend the afternoon happily circulating amongst the supposedly rioting Trump-supporting crowd instead of distancing himself from the fray? And the excuse of his being a, quote, sometimes reporter just doesn't pass the common sense smell test. But that's not all, for the fact is that Jake Angeli was also granted permission by whom exactly remains unknown to pose on the podium of the Senate floor, replete in his shirtless and horned fur hat splendor, sarcastically said, of course, soon after which the so-called siege did go into full force mode. Now being charged with, quote, knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority and with violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, end quote, this publicity-seeking hound got what he wanted, as he not only made a mockery of the happenings in D.C., but by doing so gave the media their much-needed touchpoint fodder that he, Angeli, was a Trump supporter, when the truth is that Jake Angeli is an outright avowed anarchist. And know that contrary to the media's musings, embedded within the thousands of true Trump, law-abiding supporters were others besides Angeli, others known as the Antifa operatives and QAnon sorts, who were the actual cause of all the trouble, with many of them caught and arrested. In fact, the acting U.S. attorney for D.C., one Michael Sherwin, has said that, quote, all options are on the table for charging those caught, and that they could now face up to 10 years in prison for injury of federal property, end quote. And while these folks should be charged, instead of the media focusing on these few, they continue to paint all who gather to sing the national anthem and wave American flags in support of President Trump as being one and the same. And they're doing so while willfully choosing to forget that when BLM and Antifa spent almost half of 2020 rioting looting, setting cities on fire, and even committing murder. Not only were their antics condoned by the left, but those behaving badly were actually being heralded by the media as American heroes. In fact, even as it was happening, Democrat politicians and media mouthpieces warned us that to dare lump those rioters into any one persuasion proves that we on the right are indeed racists. A lying, hypocritical double standard, if ever there was one, for the reality of who the majority of those people were and what they were doing was unfolding on our television screens right before our eyes, while the media was busy trying to manipulate and twist the visual truth so as to fall in lockstep with the left's socialist and anti-police agendas. And manipulate and twist the truth is exactly what the media did on January 6th. Instead of reporting the fact that embedded within the multitude of Trump supporters on site were known anarchists. With the media not reporting this truth, as well as their tainting the ongoing dialogue, the flashback to this past summer is something we dare not forget. So let me refresh your memory a bit. Remember when Michelle Obama said, quote, "The Black Lives Matter protests are overwhelmingly peaceful movements," end quote, and that while on the campaign trail, Kamala Harris, your now fraud-gotten VP, actually had the audacity to say, while last summer's madness was in full force, that, quote, "Everyone beware. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. They're not going to let up, and they should not," end quote, while images of destroyed black and white businesses were being played on TV. And Craig, dare we forget Nancy Pelosi's words that stoked the gimme, gimme, you owe me sorts on, quote, "I don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be," end quote, basically giving permission for an increase in destructive riots in major Democrat-controlled cities, an increase that for some cities now became somewhat of a daily norm.
Well, let me ask you this question, because I think this is important, okay? When you have groups that have a history, okay, there is a pattern of behavior that's pretty easy to trace, whether it's good behavior or bad behavior. And certain groups that always tend to exhibit one kind of behavior never seem to deviate from that. Is that the case here? Do we have a precedent for what happened here when it comes to Trump supporters?
Well, let's put it this way. The Democrats have an overt agenda of hate and will not allow for truth to be told, especially this all-important truth that with all the thousands upon thousands of Trump supporters gathered at his many campaign rallies, all gathered while Joe Biden was hiding in his Delaware basement, I might add, never once did any of them take to rioting, acting up, or doing anything even remotely unlawful. And this alone should prove that those who laid siege to the Capitol were anything but Trump supporters, while also proving that their motives were pre-planned, orchestrated, and rigged to take place, no matter any words our president would or would not have said beforehand. Now here, let's backtrack a bit and let this downplayed by the media fact sink in. In the early afternoon of January 6th, one set of Capitol doors were actually opened by the police to allow the protesters to enter while they stood aside and invited them in, thus setting the stage for all that was to follow. Now talk about a plan now being set into motion. Talk about stealth coordination. And while the few officers involved might actually be innocent victims of what amounts to evil political skullduggery, what became of those officers regarding being called to task for their actions is, to date, something that I couldn't find out. But I do know the smell of Obama and his ilk now permeates the air, along with a coordinated setup to show one and all that American government is now under the control of one dark and dank party alone. And folks, It isn't really the Democrat Party. That's just a front. For America is now, I believe, openly under the control of what we call deep state, with its titular party figurehead being Barack Hussein Obama himself. And the success of the orchestrated happenings in D.C. should start opening eyes to the fact that only deep state, meaning it goes way deeper than just the swamp, could successfully pull off what happened on January 6th. Only deep state could make it appear that President Donald J. Trump not only deliberately incited violence, but that his actions betrayed his supporters, the Constitution, and the key core value of these United States, while using the leftist-controlled media as their favored delivery system. Only deep state and its operatives, operatives like Antifa, who probably are their personal paramilitary of sorts, could arrange for the once thought impossible to become reality. And with Republicans outwardly not just turning on our president, but on the grand old party itself, and with many in Trump's own cabinet not only resigning, but some actually siding with Democrats regarding the possibility of either using the 25th Amendment to remove him from office, or even once again going the impeachment route, a cleverly crafted yet phony act of insurrection, an act based upon media-perpetrated lies, has become their catalyst by which to take President Trump down, even if doing so actually happens after he leaves office. Deep state knows Trump is still a threat, as he can expose their traitorous actions, as well as their knowing that our system of government allows for a president to be impeached even after leaving office. And with both the House and Senate now in Democrat control, you just know what the outcome will be. And by doing so, these cowardly traitors are assured that if found guilty, Donald J. Trump, they hope, will never hold public office again. Now, this is all payback for Hillary, payback for corruption exposed, with hopefully more exposure now soon to come, and payback for impeachment's once failure now becoming a payback success. And know that it will only get worse for all who continue to stand strong with our president, what with the nightmare of freedom's loss yet to unfold, being our nation's reality for the next 4 very long years. And while the damage to our country will be great, all I can say is Trump 2024. Oh, what a bitch slap and the ultimate payback that would surely be. Better start tidying up Gitmo is all I can say.
Boy, I sure hope Gitmo is called for at some point.
So do I.
Down the road in this, because there is treachery involved in this. There's sedition involved in this. There's treason, I think, involved in this. And just about anything else you can imagine.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi knows she can't postpone. She can't do this. She can't do that. And apparently she actually committed sedition herself when she contacted the Joint Chiefs of Staff to try to stop them from doing what they have to do to support our president.
What she was trying to get the Joint Chiefs to do was literally strip a sitting president of his power to be the president.
Exactly.
You know, and exactly. That is a classic definition of sedition.
Right. Yes. Exactly. I mean,
it's amazing. When you look at that, they're accusing President Trump of the exact things they've been doing all summer, all fall, and right up to this moment.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like if you go back to the very beginning of last year, the beginning of 2020, they were accusing Trump of quid pro quo when it was actually Joe Biden that did the quid pro quo.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is a formula.
Of course.
Crap like this doesn't happen by coincidence, folks. This is a formula.
Exactly.
You know, it's stunning. It's staggering. And I think in this particular op-ed, the siege by its rightful name, I think you've laid out a pretty clear case here for what happened and why and who.
The only people that can pull off something like this is deep state. Seriously, folks, they've got the money, the connections to pull something off like this. Antifa, I believe, is their paramilitary of sorts.
They're
military. I mean, and Obama is part of it. He's a big part of it, in my opinion. And
like
he's not smart. He's not smart enough or clever enough to actually be the head of deep state, but he is their figurehead.
Right, right. Like you said, it's got his aroma all over.
Aroma, and oh boy, you don't know what I wanted to say, but
yeah, it smells like crap.
Yeah, I know worse than that.
But no, this look. You know, the sad part of all this is, while we know the truth, the media certainly isn't going to tell you. You know, they're not going to tell the truth on this. They're doing everything they can to avoid the truth.
They have a lot to hide on their own. The media, certain factions of the media are definitely connected in with deep state.
Yeah,
it's
they
too cut and dry. You can follow too much of a trail.
Well, and as you and I said last Friday night when we were doing this very show, you know, the things that we were seeing on television were not matching the things they were saying on television.
Right, right.
That was a pre-written script.
Yes.
You know, no matter what the cameras are showing, say this. You know, that's the way that kind of stuff works. You know, it's a stunning and staggering situation that we find our nation in tonight. I mean, look, folks, there's a week and a few hours until Donald Trump's first term in office is officially over.
When I wrote it, there were 2 weeks.
Right. But, I mean, we're down to a week and a few hours.
Right.
You know, at this point. And yet we still have these kind of histrionics. We still have this kind of psychosis from the ilk of Nancy Pelosi and the squad and the media. I mean, really? The man's out the door in less than 8 full days.
Yeah, but the thing is, Craig, and the thing that gets me furious is nobody in the Republican Party is saying, I listened to the speech. He never said that. Not one person has come forward about the speech.
Yeah.
Not one.
Nope. And you're absolutely right to point that out. You've also got the full speech locked and loaded in your blog at thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com. Okay, if you don't see it at rspradio1.com, if you go to Diane's blog, thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, she's got it locked and loaded into this op-ed.
And you want to hear something weird, folks? This speech, the copy that I got, is from Britain. The copies that are here in the United States, some of them are cut and paste jobs. You can easily make out the skips to make it, you know, to make Trump sound worse.
Right. They're edited.
They're doctored. I had to go overseas to get the full unedited version.
Hey, I found one from a U.S. source that cut off and ended 10 minutes before the speech ended.
Yeah. This is what our media, the Fifth Estate, has become,
Fourth
folks.
Estate.
Fourth Estate, I'm sorry. Fourth Estate. This is what it has become in this country, and it's going to get worse. That little creep AOC wants to find out who all of us Trump supporters are and bring us all up on charges. That woman is butt stupid.
got two of them right here.
Yeah. Hey, you want us, AOC? Come and get us.
Yep. Good luck finding my town on the map. But look, this is a great op-ed. And folks, you're going to want a copy of this because, you know, even after next week, we ain't heard the last of this.
No, and I'm afraid that, Craig, it's just a matter of time before you and I are thrown off of Facebook.
Right.
We started a pro-Trump group just a few days ago. Couldn't invite anybody because Facebook, you know, doesn't like me very much. And we passed the 700 mark in a matter of a couple of days. And it's a group to try to get Trump to form his own political party. All of us on it will leave the Republican Party and come over to his party. And what I got today is from Facebook, a number of your people posting, it's false information, and this, and this, you know, how bad it is, and they're going to cut our reach, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. Uh-huh. Yeah. This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
This is what we deal with.
That group isn't long for this world. I just have a feeling.
No, but it will be on MAGA, Zephyla, Gab, and any place else, MAGABook, any place else I can get it on, it will be on.
We need to load it up over at MeWe.
And MeWe, of course. Of course, MeWe.
Got to get it over on MeWe, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to keep that group going one way or the other, so.
Yes.
You know, some of those people probably have to go find us on alternate venues. We'd like to put it up on Parlor.
But there is no Parlor.
Can't right now.
I keep checking.
You know,
there is a little bit of something interesting. Apple today saw them. I'm sorry, not Apple. Amazon saw themselves losing a tremendous amount of money on the stock exchange.
Oops.
Whoops. So, you know, you might see Parler suddenly coming back.
Yeah, but what happens to all of the accounts that were there? What happens to the history of the legacy of posts?
Well, we don't know that that's automatically backed up.
Well, it was, but by who? By Parler or by Amazon?
I'm assuming Parler.
I hope
would
so.
Would also back up their stuff?
I hope so. But, you know, they don't own the servers, so.
They don't own the servers, no.
You know, I mean, we have to wait and see what happens. You know, they'll be back one way or the other. They'll be back.
Yeah, Dan Bongino is not the kind to take this laying down.
Dan Bongino is royally pissed.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen Bongino.
He has every right to be.
Yeah, I don't know, folks, if you've seen Bongino in interviews over the last few days, but there's a guy I would not want to piss off.
No.
You know, no. In any fight, I don't care if it's in the street, in the bar, or against social media, I want him on my side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that simple, and he is livid at this point.
Yeah. But you know what it is, Craig, when you think about this whole situation, from the day the man was elected, they have done nothing, the Democrats, but try to destroy him and his family.
Yeah,
and all
that's
he's done is do good for this country. History will treat him well in the end.
I think
but
so.
But what they have done on a personal level to this man and his family, I wish them all harm.
It's unconscionable.
It is.
It is absolutely unconscionable. All right, there's two ways for you to go find Diane's op-ed. You can go to her blog directly, thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, or you go to rspradio1.com, and it's right up there at the top of the homepage. So, two ways to find it, The Siege by Its Rightful Name. Grab it, hang on to it, and share it. That's what we're asking you to do. All right, we've made it here to the top of the hour. Means we've got one more segment. unless there is major breaking news in the next 30 minutes.
Right.
In which case, we will extend. But we're going to take a top-of-the-hour break. When we come back, liberals are idiots. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Stay where you are, folks. More Right Side Patriots after this.
Hi, guys. Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com. Hi, guys. Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Diane's promo for the break, so nice we played it twice.
Just a little tech glitch, guys.
You know, stuff happens when you're doing live radio. I mean, what do you want for nothing, folks? I mean, good grief. Before I get started in this, I've got to bring something up here, and I've got to find it because I know I've got it locked and loaded here somewhere. Just a matter of where did I put it? I got so much stuff just sitting around here. Good grief. Now I can't even find it. Twitter came out today and said the most unbelievable thing. And I can't find it. I had it set up here, and now I don't know what's happened to it.
You're talking about the Twitter thing, maybe?
Oh,
with,
here it is.
Uganda?
Here it is. Yeah. Here's what Twitter said. This came from Twitter Public Policy, okay? And they said this today. They tweeted this out today. Ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights, and the principles of the open internet.
Yeah.
Good.
The man who the actual man who invented the internet, I had something flash across my screen a little while ago.
Al Gore?
He's furious.
That wasn't Al Gore.
No, the real person.
Oh, the real one. Oh, okay.
The real one is right. Absolutely furious. I didn't catch his name because I was paying more attention to what he was saying was basically that's not what the internet was supposed to be about. It was supposed to be a free flow of information from everyone.
Yep. There you go. All right. Final segment of the show tonight. Liberals are idiots. Can I get an amen?
Sure. Amen.
Amen is commonly used after a prayer, creed, or other formal statement. It means it is so or so be it. Amen is derived from the Hebrew amen, which means certainty, truth, and verily. In English, the word has two primary pronunciations, amen or amen. The word is not now, nor has it ever been a matter of gender, but don't tell that to woke liberals because they won't believe you. Last week, during the opening prayer in the House, a woke, obviously liberal idiot, Congressman Emanuel Cleaver out of Missouri, ended the prayer by saying, "A man or a woman?" Clearly, this was a glaring sign of two things. First, being a liberal, Congressman Cleaver has no idea, nor does he probably care, what a prayer is or how prayers are traditionally ended. Second, it is a clear indication that he is indeed an idiot. To make the matter more puzzling and more idiotic, Cleaver is an ordained United Methodist pastor and should damn well have known better. Cleaver obviously believes that amen is gender-based, which also clearly shows he has no concept of the English language, as the A in amen would refer to a single individual, while the men part of that would indicate the plural. Were he correct in his warped interpretation of the word, it would either have to be a man or some women. That said, I would now like for you to consider how much more idiotic one would have to be to believe that the end of a prayer had some gender attached to it. As an example, may God grant us the wisdom to see things more clearly, a man or a woman. Rather than, may God grant us the wisdom to see things more clearly, so be it. You see, to the woke liberal idiots, any word which contains man or men must have some sort of gender-derived thing attached to it, and given that precept, now made glaringly evident by this Cleaver moron, we should all, from this point on, refer to a certain part of the Big Apple as man or woman Hatton. Diane, if Cleaver, this dweeb, was as woke as he wants us all to believe he is, he would have ended that prayer with a person, so as to include the other 79 genders all woke liberal idiots claim exist but don't, in which case we would need to refer to that certain part of New York as Person Hatton.
Oh, dear God. These people are totally, totally off their rockers. And, you know, it's also interesting that they love to throw science into their idiocy. Oh,
don't they ever follow the science? Remember all that from all the summer of COVID? Follow the science, right? Well, science unabashedly reveals to us there are but two genders, male and female. The other 79 are just pretend. And for those who think they are something other than either male or female, check inside your underwear first. And if you've been replumbed, consult your birth certificate. You see, you cannot change your DNA regardless of what you do to your original equipment. Let me now entertain you folks with a story that only a moron like Cleaver and any number of woke liberal idiots could understand. A horse with a long flowing womane lifted its tail and deposited in the pasture womany piles of womanure. The horse was owned by a jurwoman farmer who fed the horse womangos every morning. One morning after the jurwoman farmer fed the horse a womango, the horse's favorite fruit, playfully the horse nipped at the farmer. The farmer immediately reprowomaned the steed, and tired of such reprowomaning, the old horse kicked the farmer directly in the abdomen. Let me put it to you this way, folks. If you feel compelled to say a woman after a prayer, you are a moron.
Now, yes.
Speaking of morons, did you happen to see last week that some abject liberal idiot from Yonkers, New York, launched a class action lawsuit against King's Hawaiian Rolls? I am not making this up. The packaging for those delicious dinner rolls says right on it, established 1950 Hilo, Hawaii. And this asshat has his liberal panties in a wad because he found out they're not made in Hawaii. Rather, they are baked in Torrance, California. According to Bonkers from Yonkers, King's Hawaiian has been known as the most authentic purveyor of its eponymous Hawaiian rolls. Unfortunately, their labeling gives consumers the impression that it's made in Hawaii. It's not. His attorney claims the company is defrauding the American people. His political party literally defrauded an entire election. And some baked goods snob out of Yonkers is worried about his damn dinner rolls? Are you kidding me? Sounds to me like somebody lost a petty bet over where their bread comes from. One guy insisted the rolls came directly from Hawaii, and the other tried to explain to him that they're made in the Socialist Republic of California. Somehow, they ended up wagering $10, and the loser would have to give up King's Hawaiian Rolls for a year. Now, that begs the questions. First, who in the hell cares where those things are made? And second, how long until we're watching reruns of Law & Order and the first commercial is, have you been deceived by King's Hawaiian Dinner Rolls? Where do we cheat them and how? Attorneys at law. And we can help you get the compensation you deserve. Seriously, Diane, we finally find something good coming out of California and some New York yahoo with a breadstick up his ass has to file a damn class action lawsuit over it? I mean, can't we all just be happy that they aren't being baked in bat crap crazy Wuhan, China and say grace at the table and then pass the rolls and move along?
Well, there were two things. Number one, how stupid can these attorneys who took this case be? Because this is ludicrousy. Because in my house, we're fans of King's Hawaiian Rolls. And if you look at the package, it doesn't say made in Hawaii. It says established in 1950 in Hilo, Hawaii. They don't pretend to say that they're still made in Hawaii. 70 right. years ago, that's when they became a company in Hawaii. Well, like companies all over the place, they moved. Wake up. How much of ambulance chasers can this attorney who took this case be?
Well, here's one of the questions I have. I hope if this thing ever makes it to trial, they televise it. Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a joke?
What do you think the chances are that Exhibit A will even make it to court? You can't keep those dinner rolls for 5 minutes. You've got
what
a bag
of those.
What do you
want to bet the guy becomes a millionaire because some idiot liberal judge will go along with it?
Yeah, maybe. But my point is you can't even get a bag of those dinner rolls into the courtroom before people eat them.
I know. My husband buys them, and before I could even get one, they're all gone.
You'll never get Exhibit A into the courtroom.
No.
All right. So finally, there's this. In his televised speech from the non-existent office of the president-elect, Dementia Joe last week told tens of viewers, quote, no one could tell me that if it had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, there wouldn't be. They would have been treated very, very differently than the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol, unquote. At last, a modicum of truth from the soon-to-be commander-in-thief. In fact, the BLM was treated much differently in June. While Joe was hiding in his basement, that's when the BLM had held a mostly peaceful protest in Washington, D.C., and lit the damn swamp on fire. That was back in June. And what was done about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And what was the response from the same liberals now clamoring for yet another Trump impeachment or exile via the 25th Amendment? Well, let's see. Nancy Pelosi said during the summer of arson and looting, "I don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be." Squad member Ayanna Pressley said during the ever-so-peaceful BLM riots, quote, "There needs to be unrest in the streets," unquote. Then there was President-in-waiting Kamala Harris, who opened up her pie hole during the Summer of Love riots, and among other things said, "Protesters should not let up." And who could forget old Maxine Waters from a few years ago, who got the whole ball rolling with her now infamous quip, quote, "If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, in a gasoline station, you get out and create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere," unquote. That's right, the very same people from the very same party that wanted to defund the police, that egged on and financially supported the BLM and Antifa during the endless months of riots, arson, looting, and assaults, the very same swamp creatures who refused to hold anybody responsible for the mayhem from the end of May through the end of last year, are now claiming to be the voice of our nation's conscience. Are you starting to get the picture here? I'm telling you point blank that the exact same collection of feces that deemed you worthy of only $600 while giving Pakistan $10 million for gender studies are now the self-appointed and self-anointed morality police. Where were these peaceniks when their goons stormed the Capitol during the Kavanaugh hearings?
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere to be found. And more silent than a mouse fart. Make no mistake, they don't want Trump gone right now because they know damn well he only has a couple of days left at this point. They want to banish him now because they're terrified of him in 2024. But I'll tell you something. Personally, I do not want Trump to run in 4 years. And before you get your knickers in a twist, let me explain. What we need in 2024 is a rock-solid conservative, no BS president who can run and be elected for 8 years, two terms, not just a single term. Besides, I think Trump can transform Republican voters into a whole new party, and he's got the bucks to launch a truly conservative real news network along with a conservative version of true social media that will have the reach and then some of Sucky Zucky's Facebook anti-social media and without the censorship. Trump has set both the standard and the table for a brand new party, and I believe it's time to let someone like maybe Ron DeSantis or Kristi Noem or Greg Abbott or Nikki Haley carry the torch. Liberals know who really caused the trouble in D.C. last week. We know who really caused the trouble in D.C. last week, and they know that we know. And that has them scared, Adam Schiffless.
Yes.
Conservative, let's roll. Can I get an amen?
You can get an amen again, but there's one thing I do differ with you. I do want Trump to run in 2024. However, I understand your reasoning of the two terms. I'm looking at it a little bit differently. If Trump runs in 2024, and let's say his running mate is either Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley, who would be my favorite, if not Ron, or Kristi Noem. Any of them would be good. Okay, he does his second term in office. Then that person runs for the two terms the next time. So in other words, you're getting 12 years of conservative leadership instead of the 8.
Well, yeah, but then you got to win three elections in a row, and that gets pretty tough. I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying, if Trump can start a brand new party and get this whole media thing up and running, the last thing I want him to do is step down from running that to go back to being president. Because then that suffers, and we need that.
We do need that, but we also need him, in my opinion, as president, because he stood strong against America's enemies. You know, you have to understand that the whole world situation, and I don't mean you, Craig, I mean our listening audience, that the whole world situation is going to change. You're going to see deals made with China. You're going to see us going back into the very bad Iranian nuclear deal. You're going to see us joining that climate change farce, you know, the weather.
Right.
The people against the weather. You're going to see Israel, all the peace that's being made in the Middle East. They can't stop that. But this administration will side with Iran over Israel and the other Arab countries. You're going to see nightmares that we never thought possible.
Well, I agree.
That's why I think we need someone like, not someone like, why I think we do need Trump again. Not only payback being a flying bitch slap in the Democrats' faces, but then it gives us the chance of 8 more years beyond his 4 years.
I understand, and I get it, and I, like I said, I don't disagree with you. My question is, I guess maybe my point of view, maybe that's a better way to put it. My point of view is that I think the Democrats, the liberals, the Marxists, the socialists, them doing to Trump what they're doing right now is going to turn him into a political god.
And absolutely.
And I think he can wield a lot more power outside the presidency than maybe he could inside the presidency. Plus, you know, you gotta look at you know, even some of the ancillary things that surround this. Does he want does he want to put his family, especially Barron and Melania, through this again?
I think they would stand with him.
Well,
I really do, because remember, the media treated Melania like she was a piece of garbage. The first classy first lady we had in quite some time, and they treated her like garbage. She needs a little payback too. Barron at that point would be nearing, you know, 20 years old. He'd be an adult. He would no longer be a kid. He can take it.
Yeah, I'm just saying there are ancillary things. I'm happy if it goes either way. Okay,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'd be plenty happy either way. Okay? Time will tell. Time will tell what the president decides to do in the future, and it's his call, you know. I will support him either way he goes. If he starts up a new political party, I'm there. If he starts up social media, I'm there.
Sure.
If he starts up a regular media outlet, I want to be there. You know,
we want to be there desperately.
We want Right Side Patriots to be a part of that. And if he runs in 4 years, I'm there.
Yes.
You know, plain and simple. It's up to him what he does. I'll support him in any way, shape, or form I possibly can. And I think millions and millions and millions of Americans will too. And that's where Mitch McConnell is making a grave error. He thinks that by impeaching President Trump, he can rid the party of the president. What he's going to wind up doing is ridding the party of the party's voters.
Right. Oh, well, here's something that just flashed across the screen. Team Biden returns cash from Barbara Boxer. It's a little late for that, Uncle Joe.
Good Lord. Of course, Joe just woke up, so.
Well, yeah, you know. That's true. But they're saying, now the media is saying, that's a wonderful thing.
Good grief. Oh, good grief. I mean, what is
The only people that are going to do well under a Biden administration, there were two groups, illegals and the ones with their hands out who will kiss, you know,
yep.
Uncle Joe's toes, if you will, you know, yep. Gimme, you owe me sorts.
They'll rub his hairy legs
They'll do
for
well. Everybody else in this country is in for big trouble.
It's coming, folks. It's coming.
The Second Amendment is in jeopardy. They're going to raise our taxes. We're going to be paying reparations to people who are generations out from those who were slaves. Those people are long dead.
Yeah, here's the thing. You squash the Second Amendment. There's nothing to defend the rest of them.
No.
You know.
But you know what? They might try to squash the Second Amendment, but behind every blade of grass.
Yep. Folks, there's a couple of ways you can get liberals or idiots. Can I get an amen? You can either go directly to my blog at thenationalpatriot.com, and it's right there at the top, or go to rspradio1.com, and it's on the top of the homepage there. Either way you care to do it is fine with me. Just grab it, read it, and share it. That's
okay, we got a little breaking news. Little breaking news here. Pence is ruling out invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump. He just sent that over to a letter to Pelosi. At least he's got a set for that.
Well, and Pence and Trump had a meeting yesterday, yes. And they patched up their differences. And Pence made it clear yesterday he had no intention of invoking the 25th Amendment. Now, Pelosi was trying to make that case earlier today, literally about the time you and I went on the air an hour and a half ago.
Right, and we're still waiting to see how that turned out.
Right, and Pence says no. Nope, not going to happen. But Mitch McConnell says he's done. He's done with President Trump.
Mitch McConnell is a disgrace.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is.
A total disgrace.
You know, it's look, Pelosi is going to be stuck with trying to get a vote on impeachment tomorrow on the floor of the House, at which point the Senate won't touch it until at the absolute possible earliest, the 19th. And of course, the inauguration is on the 20th. So it's not going to happen on the 19th. And, you know, after the inauguration, there's a whole new Congress seated. The Democrats will be in charge of the House and the Senate, as well as having the White House. It's then up to whoever the president or the majority leader in the Senate is as to what they want to do with it. You can expect them to go ahead and try and hold a vote to impeach Trump even after he's out of office, because they're psychotic.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, Facebook has announced that if you use the phrase "stop the steal," your post will be taken down.
Well, that's not censorship. That's just, you know, telling you you can't think for yourself.
Exactly.
There's a big difference.
You know, it's 1984 needs to be changed to 2020. It would make just as good a read, right?
It really would. You know, I mean, look, we've all had our 1 week free trial of 2021, and we don't like it.
No, we don't like it. Can we return it?
I think we can. I'm going to try.
I know. I just, what my question is, why hasn't some of the dumps been going on? Trump should have been dumping everything.
I was hoping he would, but apparently he's not going to do it.
I guess because he cares more about the country and the damage it can do to the country.
we'll chalk it up to that.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I'll tell you what, we've reached the end of the show. Folks, we appreciate having you along. Go to rspradio1.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And with that, Diane, I think it's time you and I say goodnight. Well, I've just got all sorts of weird things popping up here that shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where that came from. All right, let's say goodnight.
Again, goodnight, guys.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you Friday.